Robertson was executive director of the United States Civil War Centennial Commission at the time, and the night President Kennedy was shot.
The phone rang, and my wife came in with eyes as big as cue balls and said, "It's the White House."
A staffer relayed Jacqueline Kennedy's request: make the White House East Room appear exactly as it did almost a century before, when President Lincoln's body lay in state. Robertson knew exactly what to search for in the Library of Congress, but it was closed for the weekend. And back then, the lights stayed off, so in the darkness.
Armed with two flashlights, we started roaming through the bowels of the Library of Congress.
They found the historic drawings he sought. He took them to the White House, where he says confusion reigned.
People were bumping into each other, running around. Some people were sitting at the desk crying. Others were just sitting on the floor weeping.
But the East Room was transformed overnight as requested. No detail too small.
We even studied closely the folds of the Black Bunting, was as it was back then.
Robertson never talked much about it.
I wanted no accolades from it, good grief. Nothing to praise about it.
Robertson says as he left the White House before dawn, the hearse carrying the president's casket arrived, ready for the many who would soon pass by. Evan Jones, WLNI, WFIR News.